And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Get up, get on your feet, get up and make it happen. Come out to Silver Bell by Doucette. There is a crowd, but we need you. The parking lot's full, and we have homemade cookies. I'm not kidding. Homemade chocolate chip cookies. They're not green, but they are so delicious. Our very special guest today is Tucson's own Tom Doucette from Doucette Homes, and we are at his LEED certified gold community at Silver Bell and Garrett, and it's really easy to find. If you're an East Sider, I took Grant and headed west and turned right on Silver Bell, which I think is like north or something. I'm not sure. It's like I'm going west and then I'm turning right and come down to the next light, and you will see a lot of cars, a lot of green, fun people, learn some things. There's great, great prizes, but it's not really about the prizes. It's about learning about these businesses. Bob and Charmaine Dame from the Energy Resource Group, they're giving away a $500 commercial or residential energy audit to teach you how to save money on your home. People are showing up, and I hope you will too. Of course, the Mrs. Green Mobile is featured front and center. I am going to give you my green report card about how I'm doing in terms of fuel efficiency. And on that one, not so good. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. Mr. Green drove it last night, and he actually almost went into the good zone. But he was driving like an old man, and that's okay. We're not going to be mean about that because he got a better report card than Mrs. Green. And I said, look, you got a better report card. So I want you to thank Chapman for putting that pressure on me, and I'll report next week on how I'm doing. Little report on Bookman's. I'm kind of following that because it's intriguing to me. I think I said last week that their roof collapsed up in Flagstaff. I mean, it totally just the snow, bam, done. And 100% of their inventory wiped out. There are people up there from Tucson just doing a whole, like, reconnaissance. And the rumor is they will reopen, but that's one of our huge, huge supporters of a sustainable community here in Tucson and around the state, and I wish them well in making that happen. And I did say Bob is leading the charge to make Tucson the solar city, so good for him and good for the standing room only crowd that they had last week to talk about that. The Arizona Green Plumbers are here. Our friend Colleen Crown and Shield from Clean Cities, she brings out the crowd, and I see people driving up as we speak. So come on, get in your car. You could go to the Gem Show after this. But the Green Plumbers, you can win a toilet, which I'm hoping I'll win. And Nina, I can win that, okay? I did not disqualify myself. Or you can win a green goodie basket from them. Everybody has something to share. So come on out. And like I said, it's not about the prizes. And a little bit of other news. My friend Scott from Legendary World, who's been on the show, and he did the Mrs. Green Goes to Sea cruise, sent me an email this morning about an organic cupcake store opening in California, of course, in California. So it's like, and it's, I went on the website because I had to, and it literally is organic cupcake store. Everything's organic, energy efficient store, and things like fruit on your cupcake. I don't want to eat a cupcake with fruit on it. That's all I'm going to say. If I'm going to eat a cupcake, it's going to be a red velvet one with cream cheese icing or not. And then another thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is the Super Bowl is coming up next Sunday, and this is a great opportunity to do the right green thing. There is so much waste from parties, and it isn't a big deal to have real plates. Don't get paper, and God forbid you should get styrofoam. The devil. Styrofoam is the devil. So there are great ways to keep your party green. Use glasses. Use plates. if you can, use cloth napkins, but at least do one or two green things. Cut down on the decorations. Get creative. If you have kids, bring in a football. But don't buy a lot of stuff. And my whole theme for this year is the first R, which is reduce. It's not about recycling, which is the third R. That's at the end of the reduce, reuse, recycle. So as you get ready for the Super Bowl, please remember to not go in the paper, throw it all in the garbage direction, because it's just going to be one more thing that the landfills have to deal with. And when you talk about away, we're getting to the point where there is no away. Another little promo that I have absolutely nothing to do with, but I'm going to, there's a Green Your Business workshop and expo at the DoubleTree on February 18th, and it's from the Office of Conservation and Sustainable Development at the City and BOMA, which is Building Owners and Managers. Tucson Water is a partner. There are a lot of great green providers that are going to be there, but it's for business owners, property managers, architects, maintenance and facilities and operations professionals. And the speaker is Robert Glennon, who wrote a book, Unquenchable, America's Water Crisis and What to Do About It. And I'm going to go. There'll be some awards given away to businesses that won basically prizes for their water conservation by the city of Tucson. So I think that sounds like a fun thing to do. And I want to go hear this guy speak. So on the show today, we are going to interview Tom Doucette. We also have Norma Gutierrez from Southwest Gas, and she's going to be answering some questions about why they partnered with Mrs. Green. And I think I ran out of time, actually. Do I have a little bit more time? Okay. Another thing that I would like to – I always have something to talk about. That's why I have a talk show. some of the other people that are out here are EcoPest, and, yes, I use them because why wouldn't I? I was using chemicals for my pest control for years. Loved the company that I was using and said I have to do the right thing, and then investigated it. And pest control is really, you're not only putting the toxins around your house or in your house, it's really dangerous for pets and children. So EcoPest is someone I would highly recommend, reliable, ethical, cutting edge in terms of their practices. And then Wow Green is out here. And I am going to be hearing their demo again. But the first, when I met with Phil, he took one of his cleaning fluids. When I met with him, it was in a spray bottle, and he sprayed it in his mouth. I mean, you could have seen Mrs. Green being quiet. I was speechless because he did it, and it's called Wow Green. And it's just another step because, as you know, if you listen to the show or read my blog or my Facebook fan page or whatever, there are so many toxins in the cleaning solutions we use, and I want to lead the charge of saying I'm not doing that anymore because it's not really good for our health, and most people that make more sustainable choices do it for health reasons. I could do the tip of the day because I want to really, it blows me away, and it's going to be tied to the trivia question, if I remember to do that, because I always get so wrapped up in the show I forget. But it's a first R tip: reduce your use of paper towels. You can buy microcloths that are washable. You can buy paper towels from recycled materials, or just use a plain old hand towel, or what my mother used to say, a rag. There's nothing wrong with rags. It's like I never throw anything in the garbage. So I see people use a roll of paper towels in a day. So just be careful about your paper towel use. It's another great thing we can do. And later on the show, please, guys, remind me. I want to tell everybody what Americans do in terms of their paper towel use every day. It will blow your minds off. So if you're by your computer, you can start Googling paper towel use, and you'll be ready to answer my trivia question. So you're listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, and if you want to find out why Tom Doucette decided to go for gold LEED certification, stay tuned, and he's going to tell you in just a minute.
790KNST.com.
Good day, sunshine. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. People are coming out. The cars are pulling up. Silver Bell at Doucette. and we are at the corner of Silver Bell and Goretz, and you've got to come out. But before we go on, some of the conversation off air should be recorded and then go back on air. So, Dave, can you tell them, can you speak in about what you said, how excited you are to be here?
Well, every time, I just said I've never been so excited about a commode in my life. And it was because when I came down here the other day. Thank you, Andy. And people should applaud for this. But I came out, as I always do, to check your remote site. And when I came out here, I walked through the Doucette home, and Lou and I were talking about the commode that's in there. And it is so cool because you can go one way with the handle and flush it the minimum amount, and then take the handle and flush it the other direction for the maximum amount. That's genius.
It really is genius.
I want to retrofit mine with that.
It really is. Seriously. I mean, and I'll bet you the Arizona Green Plumber would be happy to do that for you. He's
well,
out here.
Right now I'm living the green life because my three-year-old never flushes. So it works just fine.
You're saving water.
Okay, Tom, now it's all about you. We have to, like, focus, right? So tell us, I don't even know where to start because I came out here, I toured it, I always have so many questions. What made you decide? You're a builder here in town. I think you should give a little bit of background about that. You have many more communities than this. So how long have you been doing building in Tucson?
Well, I've been in Tucson since 1980. But in terms of the green building or energy sustainability, we were sort of an early adopter because in Tucson we're very lucky. We have two utility companies that promote energy efficiency to a great extent. And TEP has a guarantee program, and Southwest Gas is sort of our partner here with their Energy Star promotion. But we adopted the guarantee programs in the right around 2000, and that led us into getting involved in the community of Savano, which is really one of the leading communities in the country for energy and sustainability in particular. And then an opportunity came about a year or so ago in which we became involved here at Silver Bell, which at one time was city-owned property. And we came in, and the pieces started to fall into place. We got involved with Rich Franz at Pima County.
Our buddy Rich Franz.
Rich is just a great guy, and he's wonderful
guy
at promoting the whole green concept and sustainability. And so we sat down with him, and we discussed this new affordable single-family home development and what would it take for us to perform it with LEED certification. One thing led to another, and the end result is we have affordable single-family homes from in the 160s with LEED Gold certification. And the best thing about it is, just like you talk on your show every week, it doesn't take a whole lot extra. It just takes it takes some careful thought and the right details to pull it all together. We haven't done anything highly technical here. We just built homes that incorporate the right elements to allow us to do that. And so we're trying to get the word out, get people interested in coming out and visiting and seeing LEED Gold certified homes in a great location in the city of Tucson and find out why it makes a difference how you do things.
Well, remember the old expression for Twitter in the back in the day? Like, they'd say there was a Twitter that went through the crowd. Do you remember that expression? I mean, I'm old now, okay? So before Twitter was Twitter, people were referred to as little Twitterers. There was a whole Twitter that went through the crowd. Well, this is true. I came out here to see it a couple of weeks ago, and honestly, folks, it blew me away because they're beautiful. Which that's a whole chick thing, right? I'm a woman. They're beautiful. The colors are wonderful. The concrete floors would be golden to have because they are just zero maintenance. I mean, honestly, they're zero maintenance. Tell them about how much the electricity bill is.
The utility bills.
Combo for the year.
With the combination of all the factors that are incorporated, we estimate the utility bills for a year to be just a little over $1,000 a year. So that's all of your electric bills, everything that goes along with it. So it means that you're going to be able to, without doing anything else, save money, save time.
Forever.
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 And it isn't just the day you buy it. It's the all the time that you live in the home. You're going to encompass those savings into your lifestyle.
Another thing, and this is, of course, not following all the questions I have, but I'm a whirling dervish also, so that's okay. One of the things that I was really impressed about, because I read in the future, I read everything that people are predicting will or will not happen, and I cannot believe that gas prices will not go up. I think we're enjoying a little bit of a correction. I think there are 30 bus stops that's come here and stop. So if you live, if you work downtown, if you work at the university, bus stop.
Yeah. Well, the LEED certification is more than just the house. It also involves factors about how you do your landscaping and where the project is located or the community is located, how close you are to services. We do have 30 bus stops a day that pull right into the project, turn around, and can take you, connect you to the entire bus system. And that's a big part of the overall development scheme as to how we operate more efficiently and close to where we work, where we shop, school. Those kind of things are an important element of development.
It's the whole green enchilada. I'm
yeah.
not kidding. It really is the whole green enchilada, because you think about, and I process this whole thing, so it's a really energy efficient place to be. It, you would have not a lot of cleaning opportunities. I know that it is solar ready. So if somebody decided to come in and wanted to do solar ready, they could do that. What other things are involved? It is a rigorous process to for LEED certification.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of paperwork, which isn't very green.
Yeah.
But tell me and some of the listeners, first of all, it means leading in energy and environmental design.
That encompasses all aspects of it. So it has to do with the basic design of the home. These particular homes, we encompass building an appropriate tight envelope for the home with appropriate systems that provide the heating and cooling. We have to concern ourselves with the healthy aspects. That means having the appropriate amount of fresh air brought into the house, so you're exchanging air as you're living inside the house.
And I did not know that that was one of the things. So
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Mrs. Green on the learning curve.
Very, very important elements that come together to create the total package. It's a system. A house is a system. And so it's just a careful attention to details and a careful attention to what it takes to accomplish these incremental increases that work together to create the overall product.
And I would assume, don't you get points for the kind of paint you use? It has to be low or no VOC?
Exactly. We have low VOC paints on the interior. There any elements that you add to the basic package that you create give you additional points, which allow you to achieve the higher levels of certification. There's a LEED Platinum certification that if we were to add photovoltaic cells and solar hot water to our house, we'd achieve a LEED Platinum. But what we're trying to do here is maintain affordability and still have a high level of performance.
And that was the thing that really got to me the most. Everybody says green is more expensive, green is more expensive. We've got to explode that myth. We've got to destroy that myth, because you did it. And these houses are affordable, and they are in a great location, and they will save you money for the rest of your life. And the thing that really I'm the big whining I do, it's reducing. That's the first R. So you're reducing energy consumption, which is for the greater good, and you're reducing your energy bill, which is for your own good. So it's a little green trifecta.
Some of these elements that we incorporate do require a little additional investment in order to make them happen, but you get long-term benefits from it, and if we can maintain the overall affordability, the benefits far outweigh the extra effort to accomplish it.
What about things like, how much more time do we have? Because we're, I have my little clock there, one more minute, but I'd like to, when we come back, I'd like to talk about the rigorous process of disposing of the waste. That's another thing. You used to see construction sites, there'd be mountains of garbage that people just, you know, extra, extra, extra.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. In the inception and design process, these homes are designed to minimize waste. And building the two model homes that we have here, we had basically one dumpster load of trash to take off when we were done.
Which just blows me away. And that's a really huge thing about consumption, because you didn't use as much to begin with.
That's correct.
So I'm loving this. You're listening to News Talk 790 KNST. I am Mrs. Green. Goes Mainstream. We are at Silver Bell and Gorette, and we would love to see you come out. There are lots of fun green people here, free cookies. We're going to talk more to Tom Doucette, and we're going to come back with Norma Gutierrez from Southwest Gas. And who's screaming at me? Is that Andy yelling at me? One more minute. Okay, but Norma is going to tell us about their energy program and why they chose to get involved with this community, what they're doing. Gas stove, unbelievable. Most people that I know would really like to cook with a gas stove. I mean, absolutely and positively. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We are out here having fun on this beautiful day at Silver Bell by Doucette. I'm interviewing Tom Doucette, who was the brains behind the activity of making this a Gold LEED certified community. We have Norma Gutierrez from Southwest Gas, who's going to talk to us a little bit. Before I go into that, Colleen Crown and Shield comes up and gives me notes and always telling me what to do from Clean Cities. And she said, don't forget to mention that the buses run on clean alternative fuels, because they are a member, a very active member of the Clean Cities Coalition. And I am kidding. I do want people to know that. And the other thing is, I didn't mention at the top of the hour that the Habastore is here. I just saw someone come up with a donation for them. So if you're in the neighborhood or close enough to get here, we will be here till 2 o'clock. Bring your donations for the Habastore. And they take a lot of household items. They take anything, your kitchen, your toilet, from your kitchen, your cabinets, doors. You would not believe the stuff they take. And Terry D is here with the truck, so bring out your donations, and that would be a beautiful thing. And I am going to remember the trivia question, even though you guys did not remind me. This, please, please remember this. How many tons do U.S. households produce in paper towel waste each day? How many tons each day? I think the answer will initially make you sad, and then hopefully spur you into action to
now,
reduce.
Now, is that nationwide?
Yes, the entire country. Okay. It's really disgusting. I mean, it is disgusting how many we use. So let's go to Norma. Norma is the senior service planner at Southwest Gas. And how did you get involved with Silver Bell by Doucette, Norma? Thanks for coming out on this Saturday.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Southwest Gas in Doucette Communities, we've been partners for a very long time, and we've partnered in a lot of projects together.
But you're so young.
Well,
see, people
you.
Can't see that. It's like, so
thank
it was somebody you. Else first, but now it's her.
Someone else before me, now it's me.
Okay.
So, and I mean, energy efficiency, conservation, green building, all of that, it's been really important to Southwest Gas. And of course, Tom has been a leader in all of those areas. So when he presented us with this opportunity, it was just a perfect fit for all of us.
And what does it mean? What role do you play as the senior service planner? Do you work in coordination with the development, and what elements do you focus on?
Well, I sort of serve as a liaison between Southwest Gas and the home builder. And what we do is we certify the homes for Energy Star. And I know Tom was being a little modest earlier when he was saying it. It's not a lot of work, but it really is. There's
he is
a lot
modest. It's
that
a
goes
lot
into
of work.
It really is. And then you start from the beginning. You start with reviewing your plans. Reviewing the plans, we do inspections. We kind of train and...
When you're doing an inspection, what are you looking for? Like you come in and here, oh, here comes the Southwest Gas inspector. Is that what you do?
Oh,
Tom?
No,
she's
run.
Coming today. Yeah, I'm only
well,
kidding.
We should let's start with reviewing the plans, because that's the most important part, is doing the plan reviews. And what we're looking for is, in order to qualify for an Energy Star home, you have to meet a HER score, home energy rating system, of 85 or less. So when you
and less is better.
Less is better.
Right.
So at 85, that means that your home is 15% more efficient than a home that's built to code.
Okay.
Tom's homes received a 60 and 61 HER score, which means his homes are 40% more efficient than a home built to code. And that's, I mean, that is really something to be proud
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Andy, we need the applause here.
Yeah, we do need the applause here. It is a really big deal. So you start there. And when we get into inspections, there's different phases of inspection. So when you start at the beginning at construction phase, we're inspecting the insulation, the framing. There's a rigorous checklist, the bypass thermal. And, I mean, it's a huge list that you have to go through and pass. Then towards the end, once the home is completed, we'll do a duct test and a blower door test. That tests the leakiness in the ducts and the leakiness in the home.
So did you say, what was the last thing you said, a blower door?
Blower door test.
Okay.
Yeah. Part of the overall program is it tests these houses to make sure how tight the envelope is, and then we want to make sure that the systems operate with at the efficiency that they're intended to, and that means you have to get rid of all the leaks. You have to make sure that they're detailed properly so they work. And every one of these houses is inspected in that fashion.
So I have to have a little bit of a visual here. So you literally, do you go in and close the door and then use a blower? I mean, I'm Mrs. Mainstream going green. How do you check the envelope?
Well, all the openings in the house are closed, and they put a sort of a temporary door in place that includes a big fan that pressurizes the house to a certain level, and then they measure the difference in air pressure so
right.
that they know how much air is coming in through places that it's not supposed to.
You're kidding.
And
so
you have
huge.
To achieve a certain level of tightness in order to meet our standards.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Southwest comes in and does that.
Now, I should give credit here. We actually hire a third-party inspector
who
does that. CFM. Building Science Solutions, and they come in and do the inspections and the testing for us.
And that is really hugely scientific if you're measuring the pressure and all of that stuff. I mean, I learned something today, and I'm on a lifelong learning curve, so that's really unbelievable.
What a great name for a company, CFM.
Yeah.
It stands for cubic feet per minute.
I didn't think of either.
Basically the theory there. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So you personally, are you the liaison with Doucette for this for project?
When yes.
You're as the manager, the senior program manager. Okay. And then Southwest Gas, I mean, to me, they are one of the organizations here in town that's synonymous with energy efficient building. Do you go
Thank
out
you.
And play an what is the commitment? Do you go out and play a proactive role in advocating for it? To me, this is so where the market has to go.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, we've had, since the early 1990s, one energy program or another. I mean, we started with our Energy Advantage program back then, and it kind of morphed into what it is now, the Energy Star program. Of course, back then, it's nothing like what it is right now. But I think in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, it's really been a real focus on energy efficiency. And that's what Southwest Gas does, whether we do it with our program, whether we do it talking about weatherization or educating the public. I do want to mention our website, if that's okay.
I want you to mention your website, and I want them to find it through my website. I'm only kidding.
I'll give you a link.
Go ahead.
It's www.swgas.com. You click on energy saving tips. That tells you things you can do right now to the home you're living in right now.
And to me, I mean, this is true confessions on the affordability of gas. To me, should be brought up in this world of everybody's looking at where can I save a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
So we have this thing that I got before we were Mrs. Green that my landscaper talked me into called the Wall of Fire. And it's not green, okay, but I'm not totally there yet, okay? I'm going to get this greenhouse someday. And my husband, Mr. Green, left it on low. And even with that, I was dreading getting the gas bill.
Oh, sure.
And we felt awful
pleasantly
about wasting
surprised.
The gas, pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good.
I mean, in this day, I was shocked how affordable it was. And talk to me about Energy Star. It used to be, to me, just a rubber stamp if you had an Energy Star appliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than that at Southwest Gas. When you say Energy Star, there's lots more to it than just an appliance, correct?
Absolutely. When you're building an Energy Star home, there's a lot of things you're getting with it. Like Tom mentioned earlier, you've got tighter construction, improved insulation, tightly sealed ducts, energy-efficient heating and cooling equipment. And that all seems like a lot of blah, blah, but when it all comes down to it, you're saving money, you're reducing your energy consumption, and, I mean, that's good for everybody. It's a win-win situation for the home buyer, for the builder, for the environment.
Now, if somebody was just building their home and wanted to get a certification, would they call you to meet with their builder? Is that, I mean, if a consumer said, well, I want to have that at my house because I want a LEED certified home, would they start with you, or does the builder contact you, or how does that work?
Yeah, for ENERGY STAR certification right now, we offer the program to production builders.
Okay.
So
okay.
For a custom home, you would start with your builder. He and then would turn go to the EPA for their website and get you signed up for the ENERGY STAR program.
Okay. So it goes with the builders, which makes sense because they know what it takes. The rigorous process. Okay.
You know, she ended up saying that Tom Doucette's home was 40%. You know, better or another
exactly.
15 40%. To 20% better than what the competition was that you were talking about at 85 or
40% more than a home built to code.
Right. And I think what I had found when I drove around in here at this development is all the homes are basically aimed in the right optimum direction for the sun to come over.
Yes. So, Tom, yes?
Well, from the beginning of any
that's
development,
no accident.
it isn't an accident, and people are taking more important note of orientation of homes and how the sun works and how we live in this environment. And shading a window is incredibly important as to how efficient a home will offer. So we have a lot of glass, you still have a lot of natural light, but if it's shaded properly, it doesn't become a detriment to the
great views bills. Of the mountains.
Absolutely.
Great views of the mountains. Yeah. I mean, it's really just a nice, quiet community.
People need to come see this model. It's sure aimed the exact way you want it.
And that's Dave from Clear Channel, and he's got it. He's right. He got as excited as I did when I came at her. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. We want Tucson to know that it's out here. I think saying that it's affordable is huge. Saying where it's located is for the future, if you are a student, if you are working at the U of A, if you work downtown, which thousands of people do, you can literally park your car and get the bus, and you could go to the grocery store on the bus. It's right there.
Well, we're within a half a mile of really convenient shopping, some nice restaurants.
And golf.
My favorites. And golf.
And golf. I mean, this is like really, this is a very, very just located in the right place, and then your access to the interstate, I mean, that's another thing. It's right there. You don't have to get to I-10. You don't have to go through 40 minutes of traffic to get on the interstate. That's another plus.
That's
and you
right.
could literally walk to the Gem Show from here, too. So you're listening to News Talk 790 KNST. I am Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Check out my blog. Stay tuned. We're going to ask Tom Doucette a couple more questions about where did you put the waste. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and get in your car and come out and see us.
Think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We are out at Silver Bell by Doucette at the corner of Silver Bell and Garrett. People's cars are turning in here, and it warms our big green hearts. So just come on, get your car face down, and come over here. There are a lot of wonderful green providers. And I have said this so many times on the show that I really do thoroughly love being Mrs. Green. Part of the reason is because the quality of people that I get to meet, and I will tell you that Tom Doucette is one of them. And I asked him off air, I said, Tom, are there other things you want to cover? Is there anything else that you want me to talk about in terms of this community? And this is the kind of man he is. Embarrass him right on the air. But he said, yes, I want to talk to everybody about all of the green businesses that came out today to meet each other and to support this event, because they are out in force. They're taking time out of their Saturdays, so we can take turns if you want.
Well, I would certainly like to thank all of them collectively. This was just an idea, and I have to give you credit, but these are all friends of yours, and you know, I'm here trying to promote the sale of homes. But all of a sudden, I meet all these people and Colleen and the Clean Cities Program and WOW Green and the Arizona Green Plumber and Echo Pest and the Green Chamber of Commerce are all here, and we're all talking ahead of time about what a great idea it is to get together and sort of create a little synergy in what we're trying to do and promote promote efficiency and sustainability in green products. And so I thank you, and I certainly thank all the folks that came out.
And I mean, they just said yes. I mean, it was unbelievable to me. They just said yes. And Colleen is another, she's a Twitterer in the crowd, not the old-fashioned word Twitter. She was sending out bulletins. The alternative fuel people, they come out because they're so committed to it. I learned things about Southwest Gas. You came out on your Saturday to talk about it, and I love being able to spread the good green word. Bob Dame from the Energy Resource Group, if you want to know how much energy something in your house uses, you just have to ask him. In your business, you just have to ask him because he knows, and it's just a pleasure being a part of it. One of the things that I want to make sure we cover, because we've covered a lot of the stuff that we know now that goes into it. We didn't talk about landscaping, but I think that almost goes without saying. It has to be water-resistant or desert-friendly landscaping. Does that count in the LEED certification,
Absolutely.
Tom?
Absolutely. Just another factor that adds points to the process and has to be incorporated. There are certain minimum standards that have to be met, and drought-resistant planting with low water use are just key elements in that particular area.
And then one of the things that also made me happy is that you use the Fairfax companies, which is one of Mrs. Green's biggest supporters, unabashedly. And Jason is as passionate about saving the planet as anybody I've ever met. And you use them for the
recycling
of the waste.
First and most important thing is to design and build to minimize waste. And then the second element is what waste you have, you'd like to see it all recycled and not just go into landfills. And what an incredible service and market niche Fairfax has achieved with that particular area, and we use them.
Because they'll actually sort the waste for you and then fill out the paperwork with the dreaded paperwork for what you turned in, correct?
Exactly. Well, we have to have paperwork signed off certifying how much your waste was actually hauled off the site, and there's minimum standards in not generating more than a certain percentage of waste of all of our products. But that's the key, is that we're accountable, and we have to have a certification that we've accomplished it.
Which really helps me to remember the answer to the paper towel question, and it's really awful. So I never gave out the number. I mean, I get so into the show that I forget all these details. But the number, if you know, is 520-880-5678. You have about 4 minutes you can call in, and I want to give the answer. If I forget, it's always up on my website by Monday, because this is about the big three R's, and it's reduce. And I want you to call in 520-880-5678. Andy will patch you through, and there is absolutely, you can almost name your prize. You can get a t-shirt, a certificate to Bookman's. There are great green prizes to be given away. Tom, one of the discussions I love the most, to be engaged in the dialogue, as my friend Mike Frank says from Seaver Franks, the sustainability dialogue. I'm sure in your years in building since 1980 here, you've seen a lot of changes in terms of sustainability. Are your clients demanding more? Do you think it's going to become the standard for the industry? What's your view from 30,000 feet?
Not even from right at ground level, Gina. No, the view is that everyone is becoming much more aware of what goes into their homes and how we're using resources. And I think that there's a really major transformation occurring in the housing industry as to how we build homes. Because of the community, the city, the county, because of the utilities, because of the demand from the consumers who ultimately drive everything. Everyone wants to know that they're buying a home that's going to perform and save them money if possible. And we learn every day as we go. As you always say on your show, and I've heard you say it several times today, we're learning things every day that make us perform in a more efficient, sustainable way. So it's happening. The building industry is you know, people think, well, they're very slow to move and change how they do things. But I would tell you that it's changing very rapidly.
Things are changing at light speed, and I'm not kidding. I mean, I people kid me about doing things in Gina time because it's I do things in a hurry, as you've learned.
Yeah.
And I just watch, and I love it. And I was talking to Rich the other day, our friend Rich Franz from the county, and I said, I live in a really happy world, and not because I'm Pollyanna. I'm interfacing with people like you every day, meeting Norma, meeting the people from TEP. All of this is where I live. Rich would move heaven and earth to move permits ahead. He's got a training program that he voluntarily did. And then you read how bad news, bad news, bad news. I don't think Colleen Crowninshield is ever in a bad mood. She's living in a world that she's changing. So it's great to come out to a community like this and have people like you that are leading the charge, becoming the sustainable brand of green building and helping other people follow, because you'll raise the bar and set the standard. So it was a great show. You're both great guests. I love it. And I loved meeting with everybody, having people get together, mingle, build the sustainable community, because I think it's becoming more mainstream. And these people show up. They show up because they believe in what they're doing, and they see the world as becoming a better place. So any last
Well, thank you, Gina, for coming out. And I remember we talked a long time ago back at the home show back in April or something, and we said we really wanted to have you out here after we got this
and
done.
And here I am, and I'm thrilled, and I'd love to come out again.
We're going to do it again.
Bring people out. I love it.
We're going to do it again.
So have a great weekend, everybody. Mrs. Green goes mainstream. News Talk 790 at Silver Bell by Doucette. It's not too late. Come on out. Have a great green weekend, and I'll be here next week.
Gina, your number? How much was it?
Oh.
How many tons?
Three tons.
Wow.
Okay? 3,000 tons. 3,000 tons.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.